The Western New York region cleared the final necessary hurdles over the weekend, meeting all 7 metrics used to determine readiness to reopen. Among those hurdles, Cuomo explained, was recruiting enough people for contact tracing.
Western New York has one metric that they have to hit, which is the number of tracers. They need 521 tracers. They've identified 525.
Hospitalizations are also trending favorably. The governor's secretary, Melissa DeRosa, explained the 3-day average.
It's based on the last 3 days, and what we've been very clear on was that once we hit May 15th, as soon as a region met the benchmarks, they could enter phase one. So the time reset on May 15th, which was the end of the pause. The last 3 days, Western New York met the benchmarks.
Selected businesses, including construction and manufacturing, may reopen under phase one, but must follow guidelines that still promote distancing. Businesses, including hair salons, financial and professional services, fall under phase two. Cuomo says the ability to get there and beyond is up to the public.
You tell me if the store owners follow the guidelines. And I'll tell you what happens. You tell me if the employees are following the guidelines and wearing the PPE and using the hand sanitizer, and I'll tell you what happens. You tell me how individuals react now that the weather is getting warmer. Are they wearing masks? Are they acting socially responsibly?
Cuomo is encouraging pro sports to begin preparations to play games in front of no fans out of concern for mass gatherings. It's that same concern for large gatherings that puts places of worship in phase four, along with arts and entertainment. Cuomo pointed out that the state's first hotspot, New Rochelle, originated from a religious gathering where one person infected dozens. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.